Herzlich willkommen zu Dental English to Go. Ich bin Sabine Nemetz und ich lade euch ein, mit diesem Podcast euer Englisch aufzufrischen. Ich möchte euch zeigen, dass es ganz leicht ist, sich im Praxisalltag auf Englisch zu verständigen. Jede Woche schauen wir uns eine bestimmte Situation in der Zahnarztpraxis an und trainieren die passenden Vokabeln und die richtige Aussprache. So, here is your weekly dose of language refresher. In today's lesson, we focus on a central topic in restorative dentistry, treatment planning. We will talk about gathering and organizing clinical data, developing a treatment plan, and addressing sensitive but very important topics such as costs, health insurance, and insurance coverage. As always, the focus is on how to communicate these topics clearly and in a patient-friendly way. So, let's start! Good treatment planning is the foundation for successful restorations and satisfied patients. Planning is generally considered one of the most important phases of any dental treatment and vital for attaining successful long-term results. Eine sorgfältige Behandlungsplanung ist die Basis für erfolgreiche Restaurationen und zufriedene Patienten und einer der entscheidenden Faktoren für langfristig gute Ergebnisse. What is treatment planning? Treatment planning in restorative dentistry is a step-by-step process. Its goal is to provide safe, predictable, and long-lasting dental care while considering the patient's clinical situation, expectations, lifestyle, time, and financial situation. Patient phrase. We take the time to plan your treatment carefully so you know exactly what to expect. First, let's take a look at gathering and organizing clinical data. Step 1. Initial consultation and clinical examination. The initial consultation focuses on understanding the patient as a whole. This includes dental history, medical conditions, previous treatments, pain, and expectations. Patient consultation phrases. Let's talk about your concerns and expectations. What is your main concern today? I'll ask you some questions about your dental and medical history. Have you had any dental problems or treatments in the past? Is there anything you are worried about? Step 2. Extraoral examination. The dentist examines the face, jaw joints, muscles, and surrounding structures to detect functional or muscular problems. Patient phrases. I'm checking your jaw joints and facial muscles. This will help us to spot any functional problems. This helps us identify tension or joint problems. Step 3. Intraoral examination. Soft tissues. Soft tissues such as gums, tongue, cheeks, palate, and lips are checked for inflammation, bleeding, or lesions. Patient phrases. I'm checking your gums and soft tissues for signs of inflammation. your gums look healthy. There is some inflammation we should address.
Werbung. Aktuelle News für den Praxisalltag. Fachbeiträge, Fortbildungen, Abrechnungstipps und Ernährungswissen. All das gibt's zweimal im Monat als Newsletter direkt in euer Mailpostfach. Kostenlos. Für Team und Praxis von Quintessenz. Jetzt abonnieren. Den Link dazu findet ihr in den Shownotes.
Step 4. Intraoral examination, hard tissues. The dentist examines teeth for cavities, fractures, wear, failing restorations, and structural weakness. Patient phrases. I'm checking your teeth for cavities and damaged fillings. This tooth has a cavity that needs treatment. This filling is no longer sealing properly. The tooth structure here is weakened. Step 5. Intraoral examination, edentulous areas. Missing teeth and surrounding bone are evaluated to plan replacements such as bridges, implants, or dentures. Patient phrases. I'm evaluating the area where the tooth is missing. The bone condition helps us decide the best replacement option. Step 6. Intraoral examination. Speciality considerations. During the intraoral examination, the dentist must also consider speciality-related factors, such as periodontal health, occlusion, endodontic status, and prosthetic conditions. These factors influence which restorative options are possible and predictable. Patient phrases. I'm also checking how your gums and supporting tissues are doing. Your bite and chewing pattern are important for planning the restoration. This tooth has had root canal treatment, which affects our options. Step 7. Interpreting the collected data. All clinical findings, x-rays, scans, and patient information are carefully analyzed together. This helps identify risks, priorities, and long-term treatment needs. Patient phrases. I've reviewed all the findings from today's examination. When we look at everything together, this option makes the most sense. This helps us plan treatment safely and predictably. Here is your overview of the vocabulary of this week's lesson. To influence, beeinflussen. To make sense, sinnvoll sein, Hand und Fuß haben. Current, aktuell, gegenwärtig. Long term, nachhaltig, langfristig. Predictable, vorhersagbar, berechenbar. Outlook, Prognose, Aussicht. Findings, Befunde, Untersuchungsergebnisse. Tension, Spannung, Spannkraft. Wear, Abnutzung. concern, betreffen, angehen. Das war unsere Lesson für diese Woche. Nächste Woche setzen wir das Thema Therapieplanung bei Zahnersatz fort. Wenn ihr noch mehr Dentalenglisch trainieren wollt, empfehle ich euch mein Buch Dental English, erschienen im Quintessenz Verlag oder auch die Fachzeitschrift Team Journal. Hier findet ihr in jeder Ausgabe eine Übung. Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören. Wenn es euch gefallen hat, dann abonniert diesen Podcast. Es gibt jeden Montag eine neue Folge, überall, wo es Podcasts gibt. Wenn ihr Fragen habt, dann schreibt auf Instagram oder an podcast@quintessenz.de. Alle Links und Adressen findet ihr auch in den Shownotes. Ich sage goodbye and see you next week. Das war Dental English to Go mit Sabine Nemetz, der Englisch-Podcast für den Praxisalltag. Ein Quintessenz-Podcast.